in the book in Second Chronicles chapters 14, 15, and 16. We won't read it now. And in 1 Kings, the 15th chapter, what we want to point out is that in the 15th chapter we read that Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father, and he took away the Sodomites out of the land and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maacah, his mother, even her he removed from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove. And Asa destroyed her idol and burnt it by the brook Kidron. I think there are two points that we want to learn from King Asa. There's one more thing. In verse 14 it says that Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. When in chapter 14 and verse 24, a reading from the Living Bible, we read that there was homosexuality throughout the land, and the people of Judah became as depraved as the heathen nations, which the Lord drove out to make room for his people. And so we read in 15th chapter and verse 12, when it says that he took away the Sodomites, that he actually executed them, and he dethroned his grandmother, who this person, Maacah, was really his grandmother, because she had made an idol. And the two lessons that we want to learn, and these are pictures, dear brethren, for the church, that we also must put away or remove from the ecclesia those who sin these sins. And secondly, even if it comes close to home, as it was in his own family, that he dethroned his grandmother from being queen. In the book of Romans, the first chapter, we read that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. In verses 25 to verse 27, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forevermore. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women they changed the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. And verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So we see, brethren, that this abomination, which is so titled and described in Leviticus, the 18th chapter, in verse 22, when this is the principle upon which King Asa acted, and that is that thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. And so Asa proceeded to cleanse Israel from this abomination. And the point you want to make is that he was doing this in the land of Israel, and he didn't go out and try to attempt this throughout all of the nations around him. And then the point is that our responsibility is in the ecclesia, and not to go out and try to reform the world. In 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 9 and 11, know ye not that the unrighteousness Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So here the Apostle Paul brings to our attention that it is possible that some such were some of you, not are some of you. And that is an important distinction that we want to make. We have a principle brought to our attention in 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 9 and 11. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But I have written, and this is the principle, but now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous, and so on. And that so these principles that we are bringing out here, that they are principles that apply to those who claim to be the Lord's people. In Romans 16 and 17, the apostle said, Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses, contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. I failed to read the verse 11 of 1 Corinthians 5, and I will do that now. In 1 Corinthians 5:11, he says that we are not to eat with such individuals. In other words, he says that we are to be separated from them. We are not to eat with them. And then here in Romans, in Romans 16:17. I beseech you, he says, that we should avoid those who cause offenses. Now, this word offense comes from a Greek word which means a trap stick or a snare. So mark those who make a snare or a trap stick and avoid them. And it could be along lines of doctrine or it could be along lines of conduct. And so when we see that one who is called a brother should sin and would be a snare or a stumbling block to the brethren, we should avoid them. This is reiterated in 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, and verse 6. Now, we command you, it's not a request. Now, we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly, and not after the tradition which ye received from us. And certainly one who would sin such a sin as to be walking disorderly would need to be put away from the ecclesia. Now there appears to be some confusion among some brethren on this subject. But we have the clear indication of the scriptures that one who is called a brother and should acquire such a lifestyle as, for instance, homosexuality, he is walking disorderly and is an offense, and such one must be put away from the ecclesia. Now, it is up to the brother, up to the individual himself, who, when this is brought to his attention, to take steps to put it away, and that would be the wisest action. However, if this is not done, then, and if the individual continues to associate with the brethren, then it is up to the ecclesia, to the brethren who have the spirit of a sound mind, to put him away from the ecclesia. This is what King Asa did, and he was commended by the Lord. The ecclesia puts such an individual away by a class action and disfellowships him until he reforms and repents. And the whole object of this is that it would be instructive to the individual, it would be helpful, and it is really an act of love. However, if we fail to do this, then the person will get the implication that we condone his actions and will never reform and repent. Reformation and repentance is the objective of this fellowshipping such individuals. One peculiarity of such individuals, especially in our day, is that they, instead of being ashamed, they openly admit and flaunt their sin, and we hear such terms as gay rights in our day. And brethren, these become an offense to others of the Lord's people, as the Apostle stated in Romans 16:17. Let us not look at television and to the psychologists and to the Hollywood and to the sports idols who follow this way of life. If we listen and if we imbibe and become infatuated with any of these things, we can be led astray. Therefore, brethren, these must be put away, because as we read in the scriptures, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And as the Apostle Paul stated in 1 Thessalonians 4:7, God had not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. And in conclusion, let us read in 1 Peter, the first chapter, verses 13 to 16. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, and be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he that which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Our next speaker is Brother Gomez.